Bibles tonight to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 18. A sermon entitled The Word. Acts 18. We're going to read verses 9 and 10. Amen. I think I'm running on fumes tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get through it. The book of Acts 18, verses 9 and 10. It's on page 1388. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God says, "Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak." Speak what? Speak the word. "Do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." Let's pray. Father, we thank you. God, let your word, God, not be kept silent tonight, God. But let it, Father, God, be as a lampstand, God, that illuminates, God, this place. Father, we thank you, God, for your word says, God, that if we are ashamed, God, you will be ashamed before the Father. Father, let us, God, speak boldly, profoundly, with wisdom and truth tonight. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, the Lord, he speaks to Paul here in our text in a vision. Paul is there in the city of Corinth. Amen. And he's having a very difficult time. The Jews in the city have been opposing and they are insulting him because, amen, simply of the stand. Imagine just a few short time before that, the Jews were there and they had sent this same man to go out and be on a mission to be a persecutor of Christians. And now, amen, those same Christians that he was sent to persecute, now that's what he's become, one of those. They're about to drag him, amen, there before in front of the governor, and Paul is probably wondering, amen, if he is going to be able to make it out of that town, Corinth, that city, Corinth, dead or alive. And then, listen, I love the "and then" stories. And then the Lord speaks to Paul. He tells Paul, amen, do not be afraid. I am with you. Not only am I with you, Paul, but I am going to protect you. See, right in the middle of the night, Paul, amen, he hears a word from God. He's there lying down, staring at the wall, wondering maybe whether he will be even able to see tomorrow or not. He's going over everything in his head. He's trying to see and fixate a plan of what is ahead or what's next. The next moment, God speaks. a word in due season. Can I tell you, beloved, tonight, that a word in due season, you might be in the prison cells of your life. A word in due season will, amen, not only, amen, free you, amen, but it'll take you, amen, on the ride of your life, because when God speaks to you, amen, listen, God is going to fulfill what he said. God knew, can I tell you, God was not surprised that Paul was in jail. He knew exactly where he was at. He knows what's going through Paul's mind. And he's there, amen, to do one thing. To come and just give him a word that is going to refresh and encourage. Can I tell you, that's what the word of God does for you and I. The word of God, amen, when we are in the dumps of life. I don't know about you, amen, but I found myself in those dumps of life many of times where I'm there, I'm discouraged, I'm there, I'm almost in a hopeless place situation, and then the word of God speaks to me. And I get encouraged. And I get refreshed. Let me ask you something tonight. Why doesn't God speak to you and I like that as he did with Paul? Is Paul more important than us tonight? I don't know about you, but God does speak to me. Amen? Can I tell you, he speaks to you. If you simply do one thing, if you read this book. If you read this book, this is not just a book. It is the book. It's been the bestseller. Forever. See, God speaks to you. Are you ready, amen, for God to speak to you? Are you ready to get a new experience with God this year? See, if we are going to be able this year to do anything, you and I are going to have to be able, amen, to not just look at the book, but pick up the book and read the book. Be honest with yourself tonight. How many use this book just as a place to on your coffee table? Collecting dust, you got to wipe it off every once in a while. See, we have to, when we are in a dazed or a state of confusion, what you have to do is you have to reorient yourself to the place that you are at. Can I tell you, beloved? You got to reorient yourself in the Word of God. If the Word of God is not a daily thing in your life. See, we got to move, amen, from just thinking that this is just an ordinary book, just like the many of books that you have in your bookshelf. We got to stop thinking, amen, that you have to be a scholar to be able to understand it. You have to stop thinking, amen, that it doesn't speak to you and I today. You have to have a fresh perspective of the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3 16 and 17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. You want to know how to live for God rightly? You got to read your book. You got to read the Bible. You got to read the Word of God. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Can I tell you, the Bible has the answers for every issue that life ever brings. The Bible says that it was inspired by God. It is God-breathed, coming straight from the heart of God. It is used to teach you and I truth. Can I tell you, amen, when people come in, amen, I don't know about you, but whenever I see Watchtower and everything, I close that book. Amen. Whenever I see, amen, the Watchtower, the Watchtower Society, whoops, let me... Because that's not the Bible. The Watchtower, the JWs. What are the JWs? Jehovah's Witness. Can I tell you? Well, just take it and read it. No, I don't. I don't want to read your books. Because my mind is confused sometimes, and it'll confuse me more. My mind is sometimes like it's in a mixer. I don't need it to be, amen, worse. See, it is useful to teach you and I the truth. It teaches you and I, as Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. It is used, to make you and I aware of not only our problems, but it shows you and I the problems around us. You want to know why a lot of people do not want to read the Bible? Because they don't want to see that they have problems in their lives. Because the Bible will point you out, amen, and it'll be like a light, like one of these lights just flashing directly at you. But that's God trying to fixate himself on you so that he can help you, not anything else. It is to correct our thinkings. Well, I don't know about you, but this is my way of thinking. Well, if it aligns with the Word of God, then that is correct thinking. Other than that, we are off track. God uses it to prepare us for everyday life. Can I tell you, if you read, you know, some people say, well, just read about 3 or 4 chapters. Just read. Read the Word of God. Read it every day. Let the Word of God now begin to, amen, brew through your life. Can I tell you, when the Word of God is in our lives, it'll make you and I a better people in society and life. See, God uses the Bible to equip you and I for his purpose, to fulfill his will. Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, as it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of our heart. Amen. Can I tell you, the word of God goes deep into our souls and our lives. The Bible is God's word alive. The Word of God, the Bible says that it is powerful. It cuts down into our soul and into our spirit. It exposes the desires and thoughts, of our lives, whether good or bad. The Bible is not just any ordinary book, but the Bible is the very heart of God. Placed in the inks of history. It is a revelation of God. It reveals, God reveals himself, from Genesis all the way through Revelation. Where do you start? It doesn't matter. Just start the Word. You want to know God's personality? You'll see it through the pages of the Word of God. How does God react in certain situations? You'll find it, there engraved in the pages of the Bible. You want to know God's heart, You want to know his desires and what he wants, You want to know and hear God's voice, Tonight, we can have a new approach to the Word of God simply if we, eat it daily. We have to start treating the Bible as an everyday appointment with God. You're no longer just reading the words of a book, but instead you and I are coming to hear from God and what he has to say for you and I. We are to set aside time. Pastor, I got too many things to do. What's more important, you or getting a portion of the Word of God in you? You put the level of importance. But can I tell you, you are going to be that person by what you allow to enter into your life. That's who you will be, folks. If you let you enter into your life 24/7 and you have no time, Pastor, if I only had two more hours in the day, God, why didn't you make it into 26? Can I tell you? Then you would be busy for the 26 and you would say, God, you need to put, a few more. You know, they did that with the college football playoff system. It was only a four team, and then they said, well, why can't we make it eight? So guess what? They made it to eight. Then they said, well, why can't we make it to 12? Well, now they're saying, now they have a 12-team, a playoff. Now they're saying, why can't we have 24? Can I tell you, folks, if we were to say, God, why can't you add two more hours? You would be busy those 2 hours and say, God, why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you? We need to intake God into our lives, folks. We need to set aside time as often, as possible, just to sit and just be there listening to God. It's just time between you and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to treat, Jesus, help me, God. We need to treat him, as more important than our phone. Let me ask you a question. You want me to tell you what is most important in your life? Do this test. This is a test. Amen. You remember the commercial? This is a test for the emergency broadcast system. It's only a test. So just do this. Amen. Tomorrow when you go to work, leave your phone at home. See, some of you are already getting the shakies. Pastor, I don't know if I can do that. Do it. Leave your phone at home. See if you can make it one day without your phone. Don't go into the social medias. Don't go to your book, my book, your space, my space. Don't go to your gram, my gram, or any other. Listen, just stay away from it. And see how, and see if you don't start having the withdrawal. Do it. Tomorrow, leave your phone at home. Can I tell you? I was gone a few times, and I was on my way back. I was on my way to work, and I needed my phone. Listen, I needed my phone, but I was not going to come. I was not going to be late to work because I had to come back 20, 25 minutes to just come back. Some of you will come, and you'll drive. However long you go, I forgot my phone. Amen? Right? We'll do that, won't we? Because this is important to you. But is it more important than the Word of God? Is it more important? Listen, do that tomorrow and see how you see if you live or make it through one day. Can I tell you, you can. But it has shaped us to where it has now been, and it controls you and I. Listen, throughout the night, I'm sorry, but if you call me sometimes, my phone is on vibrate, so. Sometimes I don't hear your calls or somebody else's calls, or I don't get the message. But when I wake up in the morning, I look through it. See, you and I have to treat God more important than your phone or any social media network or platform that you say you cannot live without. See, it has to be Jesus time. And he has to be more important. And can I tell you something else? He has to do the talking and we have to do the listening. Because we want to tell God what's in our minds. God, I just want to tell you what's on my mind. Good luck. It's not going to go good for you and I when we do that to God. God, it's your time to listen to me. Better, you said back over there where Jesse's at. Because when that lightning bolt comes down, I want all the rest of us to be spared. See, it has to be Jesus that does the talking, and you and I do the listening. Me included. See, in the Word of God, you can paint a picture or a painting of what God is saying. Get yourself into the Word of God. Get you a version, the Bible that you can understand, amen, and you can start reading, amen. If you want me to recommend a book, amen, read, start in the book of John, because John comes in and he shows you and I of what it is to be in the love of God. Romans, amen, it tells and it teaches you and I, amen, that we are sinners, amen. Listen, but we are sinners that are saved by grace. In the book of John, you'll read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Jesus being here from the beginning, and he was with God. In the book of John, you can see, amen, that Nicodemus comes and he asks the, amen, hallelujah, most their important question, how can a man, amen, be born again? Jesus said, you have to be born of, amen, the Spirit, glory to God, you have to be there, you have to be born again. You must be born again. Can I tell you, Jesus didn't tell him, amen, you just have to be the best good, the best, amen, and good person in life. No, you got to be born again. That means that you have to be. Listen, Nicodemus was confused, but Jesus clearly told him, amen, that which is spirit is spirit, and that which is flesh is flesh. You cannot let the flesh in you live. You have to live a life that is long lived for me. As you read, write down. Pray about what you read. Ask God to show you what he is trying to say to you. Can I tell you? God will show you what God is trying to tell you in the Word of God. Begin to act upon what you read. Don't be a thief. Well, don't steal. Amen. Don't be a liar. Well, guess what? White lies, pink lies, colored lies, they're all lies. So guess what? Can we say the truth? We have to act upon what we read. This evening, if you and I are going to live for God for the long run, we have to have a new approach to the Word of God. Jesus made this statement. He said, if you've seen him, then you have seen the Father. Do you this evening, do you want to know how God feels? Do you want to know what God did? It's fixated through these 66 chapters. 66 books, not chapters. 39 and 27. That you can find the full character of God in a simple thing if you begin to read it. You want to make it for God in the long run? You cannot live without the Word of God. That's what Jesus said, right? In the desert. You cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The Word of God. Let me have every head bowed tonight. You're here in this place. You're not saved or you're backslidden tonight. Would you give God an opportunity? You've given everything an opportunity. You've gone to doctors. You've read good feel good books. But now you're in a place where God has brought you into the house of God. And you're here, and you're not saved, but you want to give your life to Jesus. Would you simply do one thing? Would you surrender your life? Amen. Anybody here, you want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up your hand. You're a backslider. You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up your hand. Amen. What's more important in your life? Family. Because how many know that we're a family? Because we are jointly fit together. We are the body of Christ. We come from many different walks of life, but yet God has brought us for one purpose. And you're here in this place. And maybe for whatever reason, listen to me, I don't know if that is you tonight. Maybe for whatever reason, you have not had your dose. We're on day 11 of the new year, 2027. Will you begin to be faithful to reading your Word of God daily? Because if we want to know God, you don't have to go far. You just have to be able to open up your Word. Because that Word will reproof. It will instruct you. It will instruct you. It will tell you the righteousness of how to live. Maybe you've gone and it's been a while. Can I tell you, beloved, you can pick up the Word of God again. You can pick up the Bible. It's not just the book. It cannot be categorized. Well, I have it with all the rest of my books. No, the Word, the book, the Bible is God-inspired, God-breathed. It is God speaking to you and I. And you can begin again. Puedes empezar de nuevo, poder empezar a leer la Biblia. You can begin. All you simply have to do is begin to pick it up. Puedes empezar y levantarlo. You can begin to start reading. But you're going to make a commitment, amen, not before me or anybody else, but you're going to make a commitment between you and God. Maybe you've slacked in your past. Can you make a commitment tonight to say, God, I'm going to commit myself to reading your Word daily. I'm going to commit myself to doing this every day. God, more than food, God, your Word, I need it more than anything in life. Would you come tonight? Amen. The altar is open. Make a commitment between you and God. Make a commitment between you and God. Amen. That you're going to do that. That God is going to speak to you. That God is going to move. That God will begin to mold. Listen to me. God will begin to mold your life. Él va a moldar tu vida. Cuando empiezas a dedicar todos tus días de poder empezar a leer la palabra de Dios. Make a commitment. Make a commitment. God, this is what I'm going to do every single day. Starting tomorrow, every single day. I will not, listen to me, I will not allow, amen, even a single day to get by. God, I'm bringing this before you tonight.
No one else will do.
That I, I make this commitment tonight to stand before the congregation. That you would say to yourself tonight, God, this is what I am going to do.
Bring me back to you.
You're all I want, amen.
You're all I want.
Oh, you're all I've ever needed.
You're all I've ever needed.
You're all I want, God.
You're all.
Oh, let's sing it out to Jesus. Help me know. Help me know. Let's start from the top. Draw me close to you.
And draw me close.